роддома, блядь, нет вообще. Нет роддома.
Women in labor are being rushed out of a maternity hospital. Witnesses say this was among targets hit by Russian airstrikes. Other sites struck included a shopping mall, schools and residential buildings, such as apartment blocks, with more than a dozen people reportedly killed and dozens injured. The attacks were seen as a retaliation for Ukraine striking a Russian warship in the occupied Crimean port of Feodosia earlier this week. Ukraine's military said Russia launched a massive attack with 158 drones and missiles, and the Air Force added it never has seen so many locations targeted simultaneously. The military reportedly downed 114 of them. Cities across Ukraine were attacked, including the capital Kiev, Lviv in the west, Odessa and Zaporizhia in the south, and Dnipro and Kharkiv in the east. The death toll was expected to rise as scores of people were injured and an unknown number were buried under rubble during the roughly 18-hour onslaught. As rescue workers tried to reach victims, Kiev pleaded for help from Western allies to provide more air defenses to protect itself against aerial attacks. Observers said the appeal showed signs of war fatigue in an armed conflict that has already killed hundreds of thousands of people, injuring many more and displacing millions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal. Friday's attacks came as both nations have made little progress on the front lines in recent weeks in the nearly two-year war that began with Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. However, it has become more difficult for Ukraine to obtain billions in military support from the United States and the European Union, among its main allies.
For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.